Scripture reading is from 2 Timothy, the second chapter. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you heard from me, from many witnesses, commit these to faithful men. You, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one who is called to serve Christ in the Christian ministry at any level should ever expect things to be easy. The Bible tells us a lot about this. One of the premier examples has to be that of Moses, who led the children of Israel out of Egypt with tremendous miracles, and yet he struggled with problems. The golden calf, the refusal to go into the promised land, Korah's rebellion, and God even punished Moses by not allowing him to enter the promised land because he became impatient himself with his people when they complained. David also suffered persecution from Saul and the rebellion of his own son, Absalom. Jesus, as we heard in our gospel lesson this past Sunday, healed 10 lepers, but only one returned to give thanks. Paul was beaten, stoned, shipwrecked, imprisoned for preaching the gospel. There were riots and all sorts of divisions and troubles wherever he went with his ministry. Christians should not expect an overwhelmingly positive response to their labors. Once, when I was serving in Nebraska as a circuit visitor, overseeing with some pastoral guidance about a dozen churches and pastors, a young pastor who had recently graduated from the seminary came to me, and he literally wept in my office as he told me about the problems in his congregation. Quote, "I have a congregation of Methodists," he lamented. I told him, "Be thankful you didn't have a congregation of pagans." When I was a student pastor in Wisconsin, I attended a church meeting that became a little heated. Afterwards, an elderly, retired teacher told me, "Vicar, don't get worried about meetings like this until they bring baseball bats." He claimed to have seen that in his life. Christian servants must expect difficulties. Ask God for his help and soldier on with all your duties. Paul told Timothy to be strong in the grace of God. That is indeed where we find our strength for all the hardships of ministry, whatever they may be. We realize how God has graciously helped us and been patient with us in our lives. And we realize how important God's grace is when we remember that the opposition to all our labors is very demonic. Remembering Paul's words to the Ephesians, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age. I've seen a lot of pastors and lay people leave the service of the Christian ministry because they expected that ministry to be like their other labors in life. And that's a big mistake. I'm sure Satan is not happy when someone goes to all the trouble of building a home for their family. But he is really not happy when Christians gather together to build churches in what he thinks is still his spiritual domain. He throws every possible obstacle in their way. In fact, it's probably true that the more valuable the ministry that you are called to perform, the more opposition to it there will be. Paul told Timothy and us to expect this, but also to be strong and to endure in the grace of God. How does one, quote, be strong in the grace of God? That strength always comes through prayer and our worship and our study of God's word. Jesus regularly went out into the wilderness to pray in order that he might maintain his patience and endurance in his ministry. He often did so for hours and hours and day at a time. His prayers were not just laments and pleas to God for help, as we see in his temptation in the wilderness, and also in his prayer in the upper room. When he went to pray, he was very focused on the truths of God's word. Those truths, which we remember again and again, strengthen our faith, and they give us the stamina to keep serving. Sirach, the Hebrew rabbi who lived a couple of hundred years before Jesus, said, "My son, if you come forward to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for affliction. Set your heart right and be steadfast, and do not be hasty in time of calamity. Cleave to him and do not depart, that you may be honored at the end of your life. God help us to cling to you and to find strength in your grace to endure all hardships in Christian service. Amen." We rise to sing for our canticle tonight, the Te Deum.